At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, Ollie.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. I am Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
And we talk about all things life, things that make us upset, and the pursuit of happiness, all the things. Yes. And so we're back. And last week, we let y'all know that Josiah was going to homecoming. We're going to go into our long story short, but it was a lot of parts to this day. And so, because I know at the end of my post, if you hadn't seen it on Instagram, I said me and Mel cried the night away. We're about to give y'all the tea on what happened, okay? So this is it. Joe goes to homecoming. Me and Mel go to the mall on Friday.
Yep.
We went to Express. We went to JCPenney's and Macy's. I don't remember.
We did JCPenney, Macy's,
and Express.
Forever.
We did a bunch of stores in the mall. Okay. Yeah. I ended up buying him. First of all, Josiah can fit Express pants. Mm. Okay. We all need to stop and talk about that. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Did not think that he could fit them. And my problem was, when you go to these events, especially for teenagers, more likely than not, all the boys are going to be wearing black pants. And I'd be like trying to subtly be a little bit different. Like, that's just how I live my life anyway. I'd be like just a little subtle bit of like, yes. Ooh. So I was like, I know I can get Joe black pants, but I kind of want him not to wear black pants. So we picked out these like plaid.
Oh, what is the word?
No, it's not houndstooth.
It's not houndstooth. That's what I was going for.
It was almost, because houndstooth is bigger.
Oh, I don't know.
It was almost like a tweedy type of situation. I don't know what it's called, to be honest, but whatever. They were so freaking cute.
Yes.
On his little body. I was telling him, I was like, Joe, you don't understand. You were made for express clothes.
Yes. But wait, I'm going to quickly interrupt. Because the problem that we were finding what is the equivalent of juniors for girls for boys?
Please, someone tell
me. What is it called? It's like boys, men.
It literally,
girls
you
get
go
girls,
to
juniors, women.
Yes. Children's place, okay? There's boys and girls. Then you go into your teenage years,
yes.
And girls have like Forever 21,
yes.
Q,
yes.
Papaya, like all these
those,
like cutesy.
Yes.
Where do the boys go?
What is it called?
What is it called?
What is that section?
Cam is telling us nothing.
When you're in a department store, where do you go?
To the men's section.
And they're just big.
Oh my God. I was completely stressed out because I'm like, I don't want him to look, you know, kiddie.
Yes.
But I also, he can't just fit the regular grown men's and stuff.
Right.
Child, I was in that mall struggling. I do not understand why this doesn't exist for little boys, mm-hmm. like teenage, like kind of teens years. I don't understand. His little waist is little.
Uh-huh.
He's a little short.
Yep.
You know, it's hard out here for a mama. So anyway, we find these pants. We got a backup pair of pants from JCPenney's. Which, by the way, I haven't been to JCPenney's in forever.
They
be having the things.
They do.
JCPenney's be having the
they
things.
They have the stuff.
Yes. Then we went to Aldo. I got him these cute little shoes.
I need to get Greg them shoes. Yeah. They were cute.
They were so cute. I got him a little bell. Like, we was doing the thing. I was so excited. We get home, and the dance is on Saturday.
Yep.
Joe is like, don't act a fool. What he actually said was, you don't say hi to my friends. No. And I was like, well, Joe, they're going to come in the house. I have to say hi. So he's like,
don't
okay.
say hi.
You could say hi, but like, don't do nothing extra.
And then you proceeded.
And then I proceeded to do something extra. So Kev had a show in Columbus.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And Joe decides, I don't want to wear a tie. I don't want to wear a tie. Ties are dumb. I don't want to wear a tie. And I'm like, son, it's homecoming.
Right.
People wear ties. He pulls out this Aeropostale, I don't know the name of the store, t-shirt. And he's like, I want to wear the pants and I want to wear this shirt. And I'm like, it doesn't even match.
No.
He's like, well, there's a rose on it. So that makes it fancy.
Or not.
I was like, son, I'm not doing this with you. You're going to wear the button up. You're going to wear the pants. But if you don't want to wear the tie, fine. Just don't wear the tie. But everything else you have to wear. Kev goes out of town. I'm like, you don't have to tie the tie. Joe decides he doesn't want to wear the tie. It'll be fine.
Greg's out of town with Kev.
This is the other thing. When we were shopping, I had the revelation because in my mind, I was like, in the event Joe needs to have the tie, I'll just have Greg do it. Me and Mel are shopping, and I said, Greg's going to be out of town with Kev.
Yes.
And she was like, yes. And I was like,
So it's us.
So I probably should look at a YouTube video just in case, which was my instincts telling me to look at the YouTube video, but I decided against it. So homecoming comes. Joe is getting dressed. He looks so cute. Everything's coming together. We don't put on the tie, which the tie was red because his dress's date was red.
Yes.
Okay. They come into the house. All the kids are coming to the house with their parents. And his friend's mom says,
yep,
you have to wear a tie. The dress code says you have to wear a tie.
Ciao. And then Melissa runs.
Take off running. I go upstairs quickly. I grab the tie and I'm like,
we both don't know. And it's the other parents are
at the house.
At the house. They also obviously don't know how to tie a tie. So we're just
looking at each other.
Tieless.
Yes. So now what do? We have the tie, but no one knows how to tie the tie. The little boy's mom, his Joe's friend.
Yeah.
She's like, I can call my husband. And she's super sweet. But I'm also like, I don't kind of want you to call your husband. Like, I'd rather call somebody I know.
Yeah,
if we don't make a phone call.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, call Marcus.
Yes. Because
Kev is on the stage. It's late East Coast time.
Yep.
And we're a house full of women. So like,
we're
going to have to figure this out. We call Marcus.
We FaceTime
Marcus. First of all, It is chaos.
It is loud.
It's loud.
We're loud.
There's a lot of stuff happening.
Stressful.
And Marcus yells directions.
Yeah, he does.
And it was stressing me out.
Yes.
Because what are you doing?
Marcus just yells anyway.
Put it like this.
Helper.
The fat side needs to go up.
And then Angel's in there. Okay, you're doing good. You're yes, you're doing good. Good job. That's right. Yes.
The fat side. And Joe is just like, everyone, please leave me alone. The fat side has to go up.
Put
I don't even know
around.
What that means.
Put it around.
Rub it. Now rub it again, but stop. I don't know what you're saying to me. I never tied a tie. Kevin's too much of a control freak to let me tie his tie. So we're wrapping it. I get it.
Yes.
And I am pumped. It's so funny because you see your legs. You're excited too. Isaiah is filming us because I was like, I have to capture all these moments. So Mel is just as excited as I am when I finally get the tie right. This is the thing why ties are stupid, though.
Yes.
You have to adjust it with the back, but also the neck.
Yes. And then there's a particular shape.
Yes.
That the knot.
Yeah, it's supposed to look like this.
You want the cleft in the center of the...
The cleft in the center and the small and then the fat. It was a lot.
They were yelling. They're telling me, don't move the knot. Do move the skinny piece. But it wasn't doing right.
No.
And then move.
It was a lot.
Oh, my God. Yes. I was completely stressed out. So Mel was like, I'll do it. So we take it off. Mel does it. We're excited all over again because she ties the tie. Then we're trying to do it. Eventually, Mel's like, this is good enough.
Yes.
Because I think the skinny part was
still... The skinny was still too long. The fat.
You have to overcompensate when you're initially tying it a lot more than you think.
And because I think because my child is little, you know, and this is a grown man's tie, it wasn't even proportionate to his body.
Angel was like, just put it in the shirt. Put the back piece in the shirt.
It was... Yeah, and that's all we did. We just tucked it in.
It was like, y'all, you cute.
It was enough. And then the little boy's mom, I got to give her a name so I can, April. We're going to call her April.
Okay.
April bought corsages
for
the boys, right? And so my child, y'all pray for him, okay? So she's like, give this to Joe to give. And I'm like, okay. Like, we're so excited. Like, me, Mel, and April, we're just like, okay. So I'm like, Joe, you have to give this to her. Like, put it on her hand, whatever. Joe decides now he's embarrassed, which I get it because we were acting a donkey. We were screaming, hollering, running back and forth. Like, a lot was happening. Give me your hand. This is how Joe gives. Let this be the corsage.
Okay.
This is the corsage. This is Joe. I was like, son, do you like the little girl?
I was gonna say, how much is
it? You can leave it. I don't need it.
Okay.
It's in your chair.
Like,
anyway.
Oh, hilarious. I'm like, child, do you like her?
Oh, my
gosh. I'm so confused. Mm-mm. Why you're just... And then the little girl's mom is really sweet.
Sweet.
And she's like, Joe, you can hold the lady's hand.
Yeah, she did.
You can hold... So Joe grabs her hand. He's like...
They were sitting. When she was like, take a picture, Joe's like over there.
Oh, yes.
And the girl's over here. I was like, you got to get closer.
He was not.
You act like you asked her to the dance.
Joe was not trying to be. Mind you, this little girl is tall. Okay. Both of the girls are tall. Joe and his friend are shorter.
Yes.
And they look grown.
I know.
They were so grown, but they were so cute and just like, just really, really sweet.
Yes.
The parents were really, really nice. They actually text me. Tell me why April's son is Joe's best friend. Okay. His date's mom, follow me.
Uh-huh.
Had a C-section the day before.
Oh, that's right. She had a baby.
Yes. So I start a group chat with all the moms and I'm like, hey, I'm going to rent a car. You can have the kids come. You guys can come at this time so we can take pictures and then the car will, you know, whisk them off, whatever. She's like, hey, girl, so I have a scheduled C-section.
I got something to do.
I have a scheduled C-section. Do you mind if, like, I add my sister to this group chat? I'm like, yes, girl, it's totally fine. Yeah. Like, you're going to be busy.
Yes.
She was so sweet, though. I texted her. I said, I hope you had a safe delivery. But she did have her little girl. The little girl showed us pictures. I'm trying not to use these kids' names.
Yes.
But they were just as sweet as pie. Both the girls did not go to the kids' school.
No.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
So it was just really sweet. They had a really good time. Joe said he danced. He didn't tell us what type of dancing, but Joe showed me. I was like, well, let me see the pictures. Like, I want to know what the goings on. And so I was going through his pictures. He had some videos of the little kids in the Chrysler.
Uh-huh.
Then little girls was twerking on each other.
Ah! Well, because the boys
were just sitting there like,
y'all are pretty. We're going to sit here and watch.
But they were twerking on each other. You hear me? I said, oh, they was over here having a good time.
That's hilarious.
So it was just a really, like, I was really excited. Literally, I have to tell my kids, for years, I tried to be the, like, I'm not going to be excited. I'm going to, like, do what you guys want me to do. And I'm over it. Like, I don't know therapy, what you want to call this.
How hilarious.
But I'm just at a point where I'm like, I want to be excitable.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I want to have a good time. I want you to remember being pissed off. I want you to remember me yelling.
I want you to remember
like,
me
I want you to
off.
Remember those things, because I think in the moment as a teenager, you're annoyed. But as an adult, it's fond.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You think of it
yeah.
very fondly. And yeah, I just be excited. Like, I just be excited. I'm so happy
exciting.
For him.
It was cute. Yeah.
It was really, really cute. They had a really good time. And Joe be trying to act like he don't
know,
like
do.
His outfit. And he don't,
do.
You know, but he absolutely,
liking.
Like, he was so freaking cute in the little pants. And,
yeah.
like, this tie. It was just so cute. His tie matched the little girl's dress. Like, we did the things. It was cute. So then, after that.
Oh, man. Talk about a roller coaster of a night.
Me and Mel called my sister-in-law, Tammy. We talked to her for a while. And one of the things that comes out. So after we talked to her friend, Charisse. Okay, this was literally the event of the night. Okay,
wait, you even get to Charisse, we call Tam because it was also Julian's homecoming.
Oh, yes, it was Julian's homecoming.
And so, and the 1 month anniversary of
Jay's passing.
So we call her and we are just talking.
Yes.
And before the conversation is over, we are all bawling our eyes out. Okay. So we have went from pure excitement running around the house to uncontrollable tears.
Yes.
Okay. Sadness.
Yes.
Complete sadness.
Yes. We are so heavy. My friend Charisse calls.
Yes.
I don't even know why she called, but she did.
Yes.
FaceTimes. And her brother passed. You know, 15 years
yep.
ago. And so I don't know how common this is, but I want to say and just maybe bring up some of the questions that happens when death occurs. Mm-hmm. And I want to do this in a way that's very like non-judgmental. And I want to do this in a way that's like safe from criticism.
Yeah.
Because this is very real and authentic for us. Yeah, it was a roller coaster of emotions. Listen, and I want people to know. Melanie from Anatomy of Marriage said this on Love is Blind. She said you can ask questions or be questioning God, religion, whatever, and it's not always an indication or reflective of like your actual morals and belief system.
Mm-hmm.
More than you're just asking more questions than maybe you normally have. And for me, death. Specifically, Jason's death
mm-hmm.
has brought up a lot of questions. And some of those questions, oddly, funny enough, are the same questions that my friend Charisse had when her brother died.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I know it's common and normal. And one of those things is there a such thing as destiny?
Mm.
Is there a such thing as power and prayer?
Mm.
Is there a such thing as, what was another question we're asking?
Destiny, power.
Those are really the two biggest ones.
Those are the big ones, yeah.
We've been having a lot of discussions about what it means to have power in your prayers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've been having a lot of discussions about what it means to have, you know, free will. Even.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all of those things. Again, I don't want to get into like a super deep discussion about it. But they are questions that I ask myself. They're questions that me and my sisters have been having, discussions my sisters and I have been having. A discussion I had with one of my, actually, I would call her a mentor in, you know, the Christian world. Her husband died, actually, probably about 5 years ago.
Yep.
And she was able to affirm that, like, these are normal questions as well. And just walking through her process of how she was able to, you know, quite honestly, for me, reconcile a God that's in control and this that feels like... where you maybe sleep at the wheel a little bit.
Right.
It's giving like maybe you weren't in control.
Yeah.
It's giving that maybe you made a mistake. It's
giving. And the thing that I think before you experience things like this so closely, it's easy to take what you've been taught, which is everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And then stuff like this happens and it happens close to home and you like, oh girl, tell me what's the reason, make this make sense, because whatever reason, it doesn't feel sufficient enough for this to have happened.
Yeah.
And so you you're just trying to like reconcile. And so I have started to question, does everything happen for a reason or do things just happen?
Yes.
Like, does it always have to be a reason?
And
is this what happens?
And is the reason, is there a good reason?
And is there a good reason?
Is there a good reason?
Yeah.
I think my assumption, again, this is just my assumption. My assumption is that if everything happens for a reason, the good is implied.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there isn't a good reason.
Yeah.
You know, maybe stuff just happens because we're just in a natural world.
Yeah.
I don't know the answers. I really, truly do not know the answers as much as I'm questioning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of the things, one of the things the lady told me yesterday, she said, you know, people be saying God is good all the time and all the time God is good. She said, I don't say that. I don't say that part no more. I don't say that
God
part
is
no
good.
More. Mm-hmm. I don't say that part no more. Because she said what I went through wasn't good. It didn't feel good. It's still not good. I went through two and a half years of heavy depression. The impact on her kids. And she's like, that didn't feel good to me. And so I'm asking, does that even jive with the human experience?
Right, right, right.
Like we have, I don't know, you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think the... I think all of this for
That's
me
good.
That I am trying to come to terms with is that kind of to the point that you said at the beginning about what Melanie said, which is that God can still be God.
Absolutely.
And I can still not understand.
Correct.
I can still feel and I can still say because he is higher and bigger and wiser in all the things that I am not as a human. He knows. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows what's already going to happen.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
And as a human that he knows that I am, I can say I don't get this.
And I think that's what it is. I think at this point and this juncture, I am starting to, you know, listen, as life happens, when you are first told things and you don't have any experience to the contrary, you're able to accept it.
Yep.
And I think as life happens and you keep living,
amen. Listen.
You feel things that are contrary to what you've been taught. And they just bring up questions. I mean this, and I want to be clear. I mean this in a way where I'm not saying I don't believe in God.
Right, 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 right. Exactly.
That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. And matter of fact, all the people I talk to, they've gone through this or something similar, and none of them said, I don't believe in God. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
That's not even where I feel like this line of thinking is going. I think we've been taught that to ask these questions is dangerous because that's where you're going. I don't believe that that's where I'm going. In fact, I know that's not where I'm going. There's too much evidence to the contrary for me to not believe in a God. So I do believe in God.
Yes.
Even the lady yesterday was like, I love God.
Uh-huh.
You know, I believe in God. I'm there too. I think what I am questioning, someone said this, are some of the human euphemisms mm-hmm. about God, yeah. some of the human quips yeah. about God. And I'm starting to realize that those don't jive with human yes. experience.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's not a reflection of God.
You're right.
It's a reflection of our understanding in Him. And I think we have some things misunderstood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think also because we were talking about this, and it's exactly what you're saying, is that we like to, some of the ways that we, things we've been taught, the way we have grown up in church, is that it's almost as if bias is removed, as if we, like, no, everything you are being taught is without bias.
Yeah.
When the reality is, humans are humans. And anything that they do, perceive, discuss, talk, what it's always going to be through the lens
Absolutely.
Of their human eye.
Yes.
And so if you told a story and I told a story, it's always going to be different.
100%.
Because our perspectives, our lives, our lenses are different. And we don't take into account of that. Like, that's dismissed many times when we have conversations. And so I completely agree. I'm like, no, I don't think some of the lessons and the things I've been taught about God is actually what I believe anymore.
Yeah.
I think there are some biases and there are some things. Our mom, like our the pastor, the churches mm-hmm. that we went through, all of that is going to be taught through their perspective.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it goes back to some of the things. One of the things you are told growing up, you got to learn God for yourself. You got to learn the word. And the reality is, I think that's really what we're saying is like, I actually need to figure it out for me and what I believe and what makes sense for me. And this experience has just like.
It's bringing that
bring
up.
Bring it all up.
Because when you take, someone said platitudes, which I love, but when you take church platitudes and you apply them to real life, They don't be mathing. And again, it's not something that I want to place on God.
Right.
As much as I want to say, hold on, I need to figure this out for myself. Yeah. I need to. And so I just, this season of life mm-hmm. and what's happened, it is bringing up a lot of questions.
Yeah, girl.
And they were literally me and Mel like talking about this. Like we talked about it on Friday or Saturday. Yesterday,
we
me, her,
about
my
it
sister.
When we went to Vegas.
We talked about it when we went to Vegas.
Yes.
Like, and I know this is like, you know, kind of gin and juicy, but also like
churchy.
So I apologize, you know, for those of you who, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I just feel like that a transition is happening for me mm-hmm. and that transition will have me look different on the other side of it. And I actually am not mad at Mm-mm, that.
Me either.
I think I went through the same sort of type of transition when my parents got divorced.
Uh-huh.
I had questions then.
Yeah.
I didn't all the way understand. And I think this has me asking some really hard questions and looking at things a lot different. I was talking to my mom yesterday too. And you know, she's always the one that's going to give me like the church.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And even she said, you know what, Melissa, I don't have an answer for that. Mm. And I told her I appreciated that answer because it was validating to what I was experiencing in the moment.
Mm.
And I didn't want you to give me a scripture
right.
that felt dismissive to Which, how I was feeling. Because the reality is, child, I don't want to get too deep about it. For me, I've been feeling like I've been taught wrong. That's all I'm going to say.
Same.
I've been feeling like I've been taught wrong, and I need to understand who God is and the way that He actually operates in the way that I can understand it. Because I know I ain't going all the way to understand God. You know, I'm going to get to a point where I'm not going to understand it. But from what I do understand, this.
Yeah. And because mom is churchy and always has a response, when people are quick to say, just pray about it, when people are quick to quote you a scripture, when people are quick to do that, it can feel very dismissive and dismissive of the fact that we are human. This is a human experience.
Yes.
Like, and so like, don't be so dismissive. Like there is a question. And if God is obviously more powerful than us, some things we aren't going to understand.
Yeah.
So it is validating when you and your churchy self can actually say, I don't know.
I don't know it.
I don't know. It don't make sense.
Yes. And I would rather hear,
and
girl.
Yes.
That's God's business. I don't know.
Hello.
Because I think when we try to create a platitude or apply something to it,
yes,
and it doesn't jive, it will cause you to question God. Yeah. And it's not God who's wrong.
It actually be the people.
It be the people. It be us. We be teaching wrong.
It be the church folks.
And then when we turn our back on God, we be having it wrong.
Child, listen.
We be needing to turn our back on the people. We need to talk about back on the people.
That's hilarious.
So anyway, I know that was like a bit deep, but I really did want to talk about this as much as we could. We didn't talk about everything we'd be talking about, but y'all get it enough.
Yeah.
Because we be having some deep
conversations.
Okay. And this is the other thing that's really interesting. Every experience doesn't land on everyone experiencing it the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true. The questions that I have, the questions that Melanie has, the questions that Greg has, and the questions that Kevin have are different.
All different.
They're all different.
Yep.
There are things that I am more sure of that Kevin is not, mm-hmm. and there are things that he is very sure of, and I tell you, I have all the questions.
Yeah.
I'm just poking hole McGee right now because I have all the questions, and I think that's okay as well because everything doesn't have to land on everyone the same, and it allows for your relationship and your growth process and your mm-hmm. transformation and whatever to be more personal.
Yeah.
And I really do feel like I lived in a bubble for a long time.
Oh, girl.
Feel like I thought it was popped when our parents got divorced.
Mm. And then
I kept living.
Man, that's what the old folks say. Just keep living. Just keep. The other thing to that I think we were going to go to, because we spoke with Charisse that night and she talked a lot about her her experience with death and her brother dying and the questions and all of that. And when we got off the phone, you said that she and your other friends are teaching you how to be a good friend.
Well, yes, that was the other thing. Thank you for bringing that up. One of the things that's important when you're a good friend is to invite your friends over for dinner.
Yes.
That was your volley.
Oh, so listen. HelloFresh is very helpful. When you have friends over for dinner. And listen, Mel is here. Gin and juice, we got to add. And I'm going to be trying out HelloFresh. Y'all know I got two little kids and they be running my nerves. But I'm so excited because I'm going to be getting HelloFresh this week. I know y'all have had it and I have not. So I was looking on the menu and excited about all of the options. They have some kid-friendly options.
Yes.
They got some burgers. They got some pasta.
Yes.
So I'm excited to do some HelloFreshing.
And you guys know that we spent some time over the Tanksley's house, and we had their Chipotle shrimp tacos. And when I tell you, first of all, Angel and Marcus whipped it up in probably 30 minutes or less. And I mean that literally. I feel like their meals aren't made to feed an army. But when I tell you it's stretched, okay, they ate, we ate, and their kids ate. Okay. And we all had a good time eating. Okay. It was so easy. It was so cute to watch them like cut up the vegetables and do everything. Everything is pre-proportioned. All you really have to do is take out your pot and pan and turn on the eye. Okay, there's really not much else you have to do. Time to cozy up and save money on cooking at home. Fall is perfect time to experience the delicious taste and unparalleled convenience of HelloFresh. And convenience is king. HelloFresh is now offering vegan recipes on the menu every week, made without animal products of any kind, like dairy, meat, eggs, or honey. Enjoy meals like sweet chili tofu bowls or spicy coconut curry stir fry. No matter what your dietary restrictions are, HelloFresh has something for you. And like Mel said, if you have really picky children, they even have really kid-friendly meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/juice65.
Juice65.
And use code juice65.
Juice65.
For 65% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/juice65.
Juice65.
And use juice65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Boom. Okay. So,
out here.
One of the things that, yes, one of the things that has been really interesting for me, and something that I've noticed, is that when you experience death in your family, or any type of tragedy, for a lot of us, we don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what to say.
Yep.
And it becomes really awkward. And so you end up like falling away.
Yep.
One of the best pieces of advice, actually, that I got from the same friend, Charisse. Mm. Charisse gave me the same piece of advice when Danny's dad mm-hmm. died. And I was like, I wanted to go over there. I wanted to support her. And I was also freaking out because I was like, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to do. We actually haven't experienced a lot of death in our family. So I was like really nervous. And one of the pieces of advice she gave me, and I'll never forget, she said, let Danny lead. Mm. If she wants to laugh, laugh with her.
Yeah.
If she wants to cry, cry with her. If she wants to sit in silence with her. Just allow her to lead and let the, don't, because I think what often happens is we feel like, meaning the person that's there to comfort, we have to go in with a plan. I'm going to go in, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and da 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 da. And the other person's like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk about that. Like, I just want to sit here. And I think allowing them to leave was literally the best piece of advice.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now. And when I tell you, they have been some of the best friends to me.
Mm-hmm.
They have called, Charisse called out and FaceTimed us. No love.
Yeah.
Asking how we was doing. And we had just got off the phone with Tammy. And so we cried some more with her and talked some more deep stuff with her.
Yeah.
And I just hope that two things, you know, specifically on this part of the conversation, and you can add your part, is if you are or have experienced death or tragedy in your family and you are asking yourself the questions that me and Melanie are asking, number one, you're not alone. You're not weird.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always comforting to me.
Yeah.
Talking to the two ladies that we talked to, it was comforting to me to know that I wasn't approaching a reprobate mind having these questions, that they're normal part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two is they've showed me how to show up for others.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I agree and was also thinking, I think people who, and I don't want to say this too generally, but I'm going to say it, that people who experience things are many times better at being friends to the people who then go through it, right? And I think about even having a kid, right? Like, that is such a major transition, particularly for women who go through that hormonal change.
Yes.
And many times someone who has not done that, they can be a good friend, but there is a different kind of relatability and connection and empathy that you are able to give if you've gone through that.
100%.
And I think it's very similar with death and with other, like, just big major transitional events in your life. Like, having gone through those things, you just know how to be there for in a way that people who haven't just don't. And it's not that they're not trying, right? Like, I remember trying to be there for people. And and it's so funny now when I think back. I had a friend reach out to me last week from Atlanta, actually. We were friends in Atlanta, and she experienced a death in her family. And she said, I know that weeks after, when all of the noise has settled and all of the people are gone, sometimes people don't continue to check in.
Yeah.
And so she said, I didn't want to, you know, hit you up early, but I seen what your family went through and I just wanted to check in. And I'm like, it actually made me sad because I'm like, when she experienced death in her family, I didn't do that for her.
Mm.
I wasn't there for her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're teaching me in this moment how to be a better friend.
Yeah.
And so there is a, it's anyway, it's, I feel like it's great that we are able to even reflect on that and take this as a lesson.
Learning.
Because the next time something like this happens to someone we know we 100%. Love, we're going to show up differently for them.
One, even down to the point where the lady that I was talking to, her husband died about 5 years ago. When we were on the phone, when we were closing out, I literally said to her, I just want to tell you how deeply sorry I am.
Mm, mm.
In a way that I never could have understood
prior to this.
And what's so funny, me and Mel were having a conversation about what sorry means, because we've come to the conclusion that the English language does not have a word when you empathize with someone in a way that the only thing you can say is, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And all of it means to me, to us, I hate this for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate this happened.
Yep.
I hate that I have to have this conversation with mm-hmm. you. I hate that you are crying. I hate that we are in this predicament.
Yeah.
I hate that right now I have to say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know a better way to express how sorry
I am. Yeah.
And so I can only say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That your world is flipped upside down and it will never be the same.
Yeah, yeah. Understanding.
And I do not have a better word.
Yep.
Than I am so sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you told me that somebody text Kev. Correct me if this story is being mistold. But somebody text Kev and said, there's nothing I can do to make this better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I forgot what else they said.
I'm trying to remember, but I know the story.
But I think even that, like, that kind of phrasing lets, at least for me, that lets me know you understand the magnitude. You can empathize with the magnitude of what I'm experiencing. And so you recognize there is nothing I can do to make this better for you.
Man.
There is nothing. But I want you to know that I'm here.
Yes.
I love you and I'm sorry.
Man. And I think if we going through this has allowed me to, I offer people more grace when people are like, don't say sorry. The thing about it is, what other word is there?
There isn't one. There isn't one.
I don't know another word. I don't know another word.
Silence, yeah.
And what people really are expressing is I love you so much.
Yeah.
And I'm empathizing with your loss.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry that even with that empathy, I will never feel it the way that you do.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sorry. I want to get in this boat with you and you gonna let me in. But at the end of the day, you'll still feel lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You'll still feel isolated. You'll still feel like you are going through this by yourself in a room full of people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep. There was a another quote that I saw and put it like as a caption on a picture, which resonated with me as soon as which is that it's a privilege to feel so close to someone that their pain is your pain.
Yeah.
And the other side of that is that you get to experience their joy with them. But I just, it hit because it really, it like, we're all experiencing this loss. Tam is experiencing it in a way that I could never understand. Kev is experiencing it. And I had tweeted, this is so, like, there's levels to this sadness because I'm like, man, Jay died. I'm sad for the relationship I had with Jay and how much I loved him. And then I'm sad because Kevin lost his brother.
Man.
And then I'm sad because his kids lost their father. And then I'm sad because Tam lost her husband. And Miss Sheila lost her son. And you lost your brother. And it's like,
it's compounded
sadness of like, Sway. It's sad.
This is so sad. And it sucks.
It sucks.
And that's what brings all those other questions.
Yeah.
So... thank you guys for
that long story short.
Yes, for long story short. That was long story long. But I almost swallowed this gum.
Hello.
But because we literally, the purpose of that segment is really to talk about what's going on in our world.
Yes.
And like,
that's what's going
I mean, quite
that.
Literally on Saturday. And we're going to go into Mel Takes TV next because the day looked like prepping Joe for homecoming. Calling Tam and crying, calling Charisse and crying, drinking these cheap, was it martinis?
Yes.
These cheap, they look, you guys.
They're women owned. Women owned little cocktail balls.
It almost looked like those little Gatorade cheap drinks, but this way.
They're great.
Instead of the Gatorade shape, grenade shape. Anyway, that's literally what our day looked like. I was telling Kev this, and he said, why do you and Mel like to do this? Me and Mel, I'm going to really quickly, and then we'll transition until how the night ended, drinking the cheap wine and watching.
Booze balls, that's it.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Balls, yes.
Okay.
Sponsor us. Come on, Ed.
Come on. Melanie came to the house. I don't know why it was just us two. Maybe the guys were on the road. I actually don't know why it was just the two of us. I wanted to watch Dave Chappelle special.
Yes. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Buzz Balls, not Booze Balls.
Oh, Buzz Balls. Okay,
go ahead.
I wanted to watch a Dave Chappelle. Mel came to the house. I was like, I need to watch a Dave Chappelle special, comedy special. I'd never seen one before.
Oh, my.
We checked all the streaming, Hulu, Amazon, Net, all the things. We couldn't find one at the time. This is a few years ago. Maybe they're available now. What I'm trying to tell you is back then they were not.
They were not. This is the worst
We
story.
Ended up watching the Khalif Browder story.
Oh, chow. Chow. We intended to laugh the night away. Child, we cried and then sat in silence. just sad.
That was...
We were just... And then he got out. Why did that happen?
Why did he get out? Only to die anyway.
Oh my gosh.
It just seems so unfair. I don't even...
It's... We went from meaning to laugh to balk. Are you guys familiar with the Khalif Browder story?
Don't watch it if you don't have emotional capacity.
It is heart wrenching. Oh my God. It is. I don't know how we got from A to Z, but we jumped all the letters.
From let's have a good time and laugh with Dave Chappelle.
So, ooh, this looks good. Hit this, play.
Let's watch. And America is so stupid, and they don't. And what they do to black men?
Why is that jail even open still? Who is the mayor? The governor? We have to write a letter.
It was chow.
It was
sad.
Terrible.
Sad.
Essentially, though, that's also what happened, but in the reverse order. We started the day high, yes! Cried our eyes out, and then we went into...
And then, after we cried...
Because Mel was like, I need something lighter. Y'all need to stop talking.
Man.
Can y'all not talk so heavy?
I was like, enough of this, you guys. Enough. So then we watched Love is Blind, season 3.
The first three, two, four, how many episodes?
It was like four episodes.
Okay, four episodes.
So listen, because I have things. First off, that is the most cringe show I've ever watched in all of my entire life.
Joe thinks so too. I enjoy it so much.
I don't understand how people, maybe it's because of the parameters of being on a show, but how are you able to tell someone you love them within like a day?
Yeah,
two days,
legit.
And you've never seen them before.
I really think that humans fall into and adopt is the better word. They adopt to whatever the circumstance is.
Mm.
So if you're put on a show and the parameters are you need to fall in love and get married, then we just throw ourselves into that environment.
Girl.
I really think that. Because I think if you pull those people out, they would be like, girl, I was crazy. That's so dumb. I don't know why I was doing it.
My body won't allow me to.
Mel said she'd be telling these people that you dumb.
I would be like, ooh, girl, give me. They would be like, ma'am, you're not participating in the
Do you
show.
Remember you're supposed to fall in love? No, this is dumb. Y'all are
like
dumb.
Them. I don't like these people, and I don't love nobody yet. Okay? I don't love these people. So let's get into just a few of the people.
Okay.
First off, Andrew.
Wait, remind me who he is.
Andrew
is he Vizing?
Vizing gentleman. Who I'm assuming thought the producers were going to
edit that out.
Edit him putting Visine in his eyes to make himself
they
cry.
They played the mess out of him.
But they didn't, Andrew. We saw you.
We saw Andrew. Excuse me. Is this thing on? Cam? Am I on? Okay. Andrew, we have seen you. We have seen you put them in your eyes and then we said. He was doing the IG Madridi blink.
I hated everything about him. So I went to his Instagram.
You did? Of course you did.
It is filled with pictures of like animals and like the wild in like all black and white. I was so annoyed.
Wait, that's so what?
And it was so annoying.
That's actually really disappointing.
It's so annoying.
What did his comments look like though?
Oh, I didn't look. I just, as I saw, I was like, oh, this is, oh, I'm out.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
I started going to all of their Instagrams because why not? And I also like to see people's growth. I'd be like, ooh, before you got on the show, how many did you have? And then like once it premieres, I want to see like who's going to get to 100
views
and like all of that. Andrew, no, sir, we hate you.
He was trying to win an Oscar.
Bartice.
Oh,
25-year-old Bartice.
Say the story.
I have a question. Okay. Y'all got to watch. If y'all haven't watched.
Spoiler alert.
So Bartice had basically two women that he was in love with.
Did you watch it, Cam?
Oh, girl. You're not a girl, but you know. he had two women that he was in love with. And in the end, ended up choosing, I think her name is Nancy.
Okay, I don't remember.
Versus the, like, yoga girl. Yes. He chooses her. And so everything's all good. They seem on in love. It's all great. And then when all the couples come together to meet each other, yoga girl is what he calls a smoke show. Because she was tightly, her dress was fitting all tight and she was looking all sexy. And he said, so then when he gets back to the room with the girl, he actually chose Nancy.
Yes.
And she's like, oh my gosh, when I saw everybody, I was so happy that I chose you. Like, I made the right choice. And he's like, oh man, I had the opposite reaction.
And he literally said,
I had the opposite reaction.
Oh, really? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Because I'm doubting everything.
He said, I'm used to being the person that gets all the attention, and she is too. So, like, it would have been a perfect match because we're both used to getting all the attention.
Oh, my God! And it was the fact, too, that she just, you could tell she was like,
And then he said, I hope it's okay for me to be this honest.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's fine. I'm just going to cry myself to sleep tonight.
This is the best day ever. I love everything about
I love your transparency. Thanks
Here's
so much
my
for
question,
sharing.
Though, because I was thinking about it. The reality is, the way this show is set up, you are supposed to date multiple people.
Yes.
So naturally, you're going to form a connection with all the people that
That's
you date.
That's the messy part of the show.
And so, but you have to choose one.
Yeah.
So it's not wild that he would have had a one and a two option.
No, it's actually not wild. Okay. What's wild is that he told her in the bedroom.
I mean, yes.
During pillow talk time.
I agree with that.
Out loud.
Yes, yes.
It was basically like, she's high and you're kind of meh. Like, essentially, the energy was, if I could do it over, like, I know Love is Blind, but for me, it's actually not. Because if I had seen you,
I would have chose her.
I wouldn't have chose you.
Not you.
And I am anticipating the rest of the season because I need her to come back to that conversation.
Oh, absolutely. She should.
Like, listen, I get it. Everyone doesn't have pop up at the mouth as soon as, like, oh, I'm offended. Yes. Oh, let me bring the energy back to you. Some people, we need chance. I'm one of those people. I need chance to be like, hold on. What did he say?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yes.
Hold on.
Wait.
3 days later. Can we come back?
We got to circle back.
Yeah, we got to circle back. We got to circle back. So I'm hoping that she circles back. The only problem that I have with this show is that sometimes I feel, even last season, sometimes I feel like you become so desperate to find a match.
Yeah.
That when you're finally able, like you're on the precipice of like, this could be my person. I'm going to get this. It's almost like a Married at First Sight too. That you take stuff that you wouldn't have normally had taken.
Yeah.
And on some real, he's trash for that.
He is trash for that. I do agree. I him saying it. Well, but this is also why I would never be on the show because I'm never, ever going to be your like, oh, I have to choose between you and.
And.
There's no choice here. Have you met me?
Yeah, no.
That's the energy.
I'm your number one and there is no number two. I'm not even number two and there's no number one. I'm your number one and that's the end of the list.
Absolutely. There were other girls there. I didn't see them. I didn't
realize.
That's
so funny. I didn't see anyone else.
So, yeah, I'm excited to continue watching this. Oh, one more. Because yoga girl.
What's her name? Raven.
Raven. Homegirl doing jumping jacks.
Oh, my
in the middle of that man pouring his heart out, I said, oh, girl.
That's why she lost him.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is
exactly
why. That's
the
when
reason.
He made that choice.
He was like, but she was coming off insensitive.
She was.
And like rude.
That is rude. If I'm pouring your heart out and then and you just doing jumping jacks. Everything on the show is like, oh my gosh, I've never told anyone this ever in my life. You're the first person, even though I've never met you.
And
but
his thing wasn't even that deep.
And it wasn't that deep. It was low-key tea. But she was doing jumping jacks in the middle of it, and that was wildly inappropriate. So Raven, girl, no, ma'am.
But did you see the preview where Raven actually starts liking?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because love is not blind. It has two eyes.
It does have two eyes. And I also wonder what SK's financial situation is.
You think he rich?
I think that.
Oh, you think he ain't got no money?
I think that love be financially beneficial.
It be that too.
Listen.
Love got two eyes and a bank account.
Yeah,
okay?
Love got two eyes and a bank account. Okay, listen to me, because love don't work if we both broke.
Hello?
Love don't pay no bills.
Love don't live here no more.
Yeah, he has money, somebody said.
He do?
Oh, yeah, somebody said. I don't know how they know, girl. But listen to me.
I believe it.
I do, too. And they said, and Zaynab, I like Zaynab. That's not her name. She pronounces Zaynab. Yes. I keep saying Zaynab because Zaynab the comedian.
Oh, okay.
And I think she's, Zaynab might have an I in it, but I think she spells it the same. So every time I see it, I say Zaynab, but it's Zaynab. Yeah. Yep. Then fastest is on the wrong syllable. I think that they're not going to make it. Ooh! I think he's getting sick of her already.
Oh, I agree
with that. And he likes, last thing before we get out of here. Ballerina girl.
Oh, my gosh.
This is her thing, my thing for her. Being a ballerina can't be a personality trait for you.
It's literally not. It's not. Girl,
like,
it's not.
She leads. I'm very flexible. You like that? I can do the split.
You like that?
You like that? You don't? Oh, okay. Like,
choose me.
Yes.
Because I'm a ballerina.
Because I'm a ballerina. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Right.
An exotic?
Girl.
Girl.
No.
Pick something else. Mm-mm. What else is there about you?
Mm-mm. I know.
Stop. Enough.
Okay. So before we go, I just want to quickly say, because this was happening on Twitter this weekend.
Okay, what?
Young Jock accidentally sent somebody $1,800 on sale.
Are you serious?
Said that he posted the screenshot of him asking this person to, like, return the money, and the person was...
Girl, bye.
But here's... That's why I'm like, is he wrong? If you... Here's the thing. If you send money on Zelle specifically, they ask you 10 times.
They
is
do.
This the person?
They
Are
do.
You sure this
Are
the person?
You gonna confirm?
That number is registered to a person by this name in our system. Is that the person you want to
sure
send
do.
This money to?
And then we're going
to
send you a code on your phone that
to
you must reconfirm
sure.
in here to make sure you
yes.
are you and you intend to send it to this person.
You mean to tell me, Young Jock,
you did 15 steps
you
of
did,
verification.
Yes, 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 yes. And then was like, no. I ain't got no job. I would keep the money.
So listen,
send me $1,800. That's your
problem.
This
is the other thing, okay? At the beginning of the episode, we were talking about God works in mysterious ways. If I received the $1,800,
that's my blessing.
I would simply say, God is good.
All the time.
All the
now
time.
He good all the time.
And all the time. And God is good.
Come on with the circle
because
back.
What I don't understand is, why of all the phone number combinations?
You gonna get mine.
You chose mine.
That's my blessing.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Sounds like an intervention from on high.
Hello, that's your problem.
There's no way. You chose my number.
Mm-mm. Now you out $3,600.
And
I'm
you verified
mine.
It and verified it and confirmed and confirmed and still hit send.
This is my verified
that
money.
It's called a blessing.
It's called a blessing. Amen.
That's called a blessing. All right.
Get my 10% on
Heck
Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm tithing off that money. Give Jesus about a good 108. I'm going to give a good, clean 200. Keep that for your troubles.
Amen.
Keep that for your troubles.
Okay. So let's get to first send your questions and also pick a date for What the Florida.
Look due
what the
May
Florida.
4th.
Okay.
Because we've been on here for 54 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Someone said they would send him a thank you. Send him a copy of the receipt from the bill from my lunch that I went to and said thank you.
That's where your proceeds went to. We sure appreciate you.
Florida people like food.
That's it.
Florida man charged with battery after slapping girlfriend with cheeseburger. Last week it was pizza.
Yeah,
this week it's cheeseburger.
Give us
Why
another
he
date.
Did that?
Wait, do another one, Mel.
Okay.
Do February 8th.
Some man was claiming to be he was Mick Jagger. And so he got arrested.
Why would you claim to
Why
be
would
Jagger?
You? And then so much that you get arrested. I hate it. I hate it. Okay, Florida, y'all was tripping and y'all like to violate people with food.
Yeah, someone said, why they keep assaulting people with food? Exactly.
Exactly. Stop.
What y'all doing over there?
Were there any questions?
Oh, no, I'm waiting for it. Jackie said, y'all love dragging Florida. I know, girl. I'm sorry.
Florida love dragging Florida. y'all be wilding down there. It ain't us.
Okay, someone said, what was Joe's favorite part about homecoming? Probably the car.
Oh.
Probably the rental car.
Yeah.
We didn't do full trip, though. They only got there.
Hello.
They only went there. Okay, one way in the little Chrysler. And on the way back, Vinny picked them up in that good old SUV.
Amen. That's still fancy.
Okay, then. We'll
That's
go with
still fancy.
I'm in Miami now. Okay, here we go.
He got the boost.
like Jagger. Got the moves like Jagger. That's funny.
Okay, here we go. Here's one. What advice would you give to someone where everything is going wrong? I have a coworker whose master thesis experiments aren't working out. I was listening to Esther Perel today. Uh-huh. She was talking about relationships, but I think this might be applicable. And she said, patience, because this is going to be my answer, patience is seeing where things fall. Like, you're actively doing things and trying to figure out where things are going to fall and trying to decide the fine line between doing that and feeling stuck. So my advice to her is trying to figure out, do I need to be patient and like put some things in place, or if she simply needs to pivot off that thesis, mm-hmm. if that's an option, and do something different.
Yes. Actually, this is terrible and I don't want it to be insensitive, so just follow me here. This morning I was trying to put my lash on and it wouldn't work. And I kept trying with the same lash and like just doing the same thing. So I decided I'm going to get new lashes. So I stopped completely what I was doing. I got a brand new lash from a brand new pack, used a different glue, mm-hmm. and then I started over.
I really do think
I think I agree with your answer. Yes. In that example.
Like, so you try, but sometimes you're forcing a round hole into a peg or whatever the saying is.
Yes.
I don't know what the thesis is, but that's science. Proving something that doesn't work is still proving something.
That's true.
That's true. Wait, I know we only have 2 minutes, but I actually kind of want to answer this one, too, if you have it. Okay, if you could go back in time and redo one thing, what would it be?
Ooh, if I can go back in time and redo one thing. Oh, I've said this before. My redo would be when I, really quickly. 2018, we started the tour.
Yeah.
The original agreement was for me to quit my job, and I actually decided to go part-time because I was, like, freaking out, actually, mm-hmm. and it was just, like, a huge transition for Kevin and I. If I could go back in time, I would have quit.
Oh.
I would have quit.
Earlier?
Yeah. I mean, I still ended up, but remember, the reason, so I decided to go part-time probably in December, maybe early January. By the end of January is when we got the news that my location was shutting down. I'd be laid off in October anyway. Of course, now it's like, well, I mean, I was working like 20, like 2 days a week, like literally 20 hours a week. We was able to keep the insurance, all of that, you know? But knowing what I know now in terms of the impact of that decision, I would have done without the money. I would have quit. And done something different with Kevin during that time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, that is easily one of my biggest relationship regrets.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I don't know.
Hello?
That was good.
Oh.
It's top of the head because I know that's it.
Oh.
I've said it before.
I feel like this is terrible. I just would have went to Spelman sooner.
Hello? Oh, instead of taking your off year?
I took a year off. I would have went sooner. I wasted a year. You know, I went to that other school and like it was a little community college, but it was so impactful for my life that I think I just would have went sooner. But that's all.
I think that's fine enough.
Okay, girl.
All right. Oh, what did Cam say? Cam said that science is also proving that something doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. A round hole into a peg into a round hole, girl. You know, I'm quick.
So maybe tell her to change her thesis. If she's saying this does this, she should actually say this doesn't do this.
Yeah, it's changed.
People have done that.
Yeah,
it's great.
Pivot. I'm here for it. All right, thank you guys so much for joining us for today's episode of Gin and Juice. Until next week.
Bye.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.